special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
We take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse for the game this afternoon between Fort Recovery and Ottawa Glandorf. Another tough team coming into town here. Ottawa Glandorf at 3-0 on the year. The other night we had to play Versailles, and they were 4-0 on the year. The junior varsity game went to Ottawa Glandorf as they defeated Fort Recovery 32-26. The OG JV team is 4-0, and Fort Recovery's JV team dropped to 0-4. Starting for Ottawa Glandorf will be Ashley Schrader, a 5'6 senior, averaging 8.6 points per game. Kelsey Erford, a 5'7 sophomore, averaging 6 points a game. Paige Sitter, a 6-foot senior, averaging 8.3 points per game. Aaron Kaufman is a 5'6 senior, averaging 16 points a game. And also Brianna Schimmiller, a 5'6 junior, averaging 8.6 points per game. Fort Recovery has starting today Brooke Collig, Kiera Wendell, Olivia Patch, Val Mullenkamp, and Allie Vaughn. And we're set to go here with the tap controlled by Val Mullenkamp into the hands of Fort Recovery's Kiera Wendell. Kiera dribbling the ball to the left side. Bounce pass goes over on the wing to Val Mullenkamp. Val brings it out top. Stops, being guarded very closely. Dumps it over to Kiera Wendell. Kiera goes on the right side on the wing to Allie Vaughn. Now around the horn it goes to Brooke Collig, inside to Olivia Patch, and she scores. Olivia Patch gets the first basket of the game. Our first quarter being brought to you by the fine folks at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana in Bern and Union City, Indiana. The Titans of Ottawa Glandorf, they were in the Final Four last year, knocked out in their first game in the Final Four by Columbus Afrocentric. There's a drive to the hoop. It's out of bounds. Going to be given to OG. So we've got tossing the ball in here for Ottawa Glandorf, Ashley Schrader. Bounce pass goes inside, a spin move up and no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Val Mullenkamp. As missing that one inside was Aaron Kaufman, a 5'11 freshman. They have actually two Aaron Kaufmans on their team, and they're not related. Well, not closely related anyway. As the ball tipped out of bounds by Ottawa Glandorf, Fort Recovery keeps possession, leading here 2-0 in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, men's night out at Calp's Pharmacy is going to be coming up on Wednesday, December the 19th, from 5 to 8 o'clock that night. 20% off special gift items during men's night out on December 19th at Calp Pharmacy. And Ottawa Glandorf just stole the ball away from Fort Recovery. Turnover, Lady Indians. Cross-court pass goes to the left there to Ashley Schrader, still dribbling the basketball. Now she'll pop a three. It's good. Ashley Schrader gets a three-point basket. Makes it 3-2. OG in front by a point. Here's Kiera Wendell with the ball. She will stop. Pass back over here to Allie Vaughn. Pops it up there, and it's no good off the rim. Knocked out of bounds by Val Mullenkamp, they say. And so the ball will go to Ottawa Glandorf. First quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy, and the scoreboard reads 3-2. OG is on top by a point. Inside pass is thrown away by the Titans and picked up by Brooke Collig. She'll come down, pass back outside to Olivia Patch. Olivia goes to the right wing to Brooke Collig. Brooke looking for a teammate, goes back outside to Val Mullenkamp. Val near the center circle, lobs it into Olivia Patch. Olivia spins in the lane, puts it up, and got it. Oh, no, it rolled off the right side of the rim. I thought it was going to go down for sure. No good, and the score remains 3-2, and OG has the rebound. Here come the Lady Titans. Three-point shot is out. Good. My, oh, my. Aaron Kaufman, the senior Aaron Kaufman, just hit a three, making it 6-2 now. OG on top, and Fort Recovery just threw it away. Bad pass there by the Lady Indians. So the ball goes to Ottawa Glandorf. Don't forget, tonight we'll have the Fort Recovery and Jay County boys games on the radio, both the reserve and varsity games coming up this evening starting at 6 p.m. Welcome to the broadcast for those of you listening on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com this afternoon. Neil Spencer, the engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Lindsey Green is our engineer at the radio station this afternoon. And the shot is no good by OG, and rebound comes to Brooke Collig. Brooke will bring it down across the timeline, passing on the right side to Allie Vaughn. Tries to go inside to Olivia Patch, and another turnover for Fort Recovery. That was our problem the other night. We had 20-some turnovers the other night, and this is not starting out a whole lot better here this afternoon. Traveling's called on Ottawa Glandorf's Kelsey Herford. She took an extra step. She's a sophomore. That'll give the ball back to Fort Recovery. 4:44 to go in the first quarter here on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart. If you need handicap medical equipment, don't forget they have their handicap medical equipment center here in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And any kind of handicap medical equipment you need, they'll have it for you right here in Fort Recovery. And there's a foul called on OG. That's whistled on Brianna Schimmiller. Schimmiller picks up her first personal foul, and tossing it inbounds here will be Allie Vaughn for Fort Recovery. And it's stolen by OG. Aaron Kaufman, the freshman, stole the ball. Shots up no good. Rebound comes down, and a foul's going to be called on Ottawa Glandorf. Actually, that was Aaron Kaufman, the senior, who stole that. And foul is on one of the Aaron Kaufmans. Let's see which one that is. I guess the senior Aaron Kaufman. They have a senior Aaron Kaufman and a freshman Aaron Kaufman, both spelled identical, E-R-I-N. Kiara Wendell with the basketball. Goes to the hole, passes over on the right side to Brooke Collig, misses the layup. Rebound comes to Ottawa Glandorf to Kelsey Erford. Erford will bring it all the way down, travels. Yes, she did. Erford couldn't stop the wheels there. She traveled on the play, so Fort Recovery gets the ball back. 6-2 the score, 4:07 to go here. And has been the case in the first three games for the Lady Indians. Scoring has been a struggle, and it's that way tonight again. Or this afternoon again, I should say. Just 2 points in the game so far, and we're halfway through the quarter. Val Mollenkamp has the ball tipped away and stolen by Ottawa Glandorf. Down, up, and good. And a foul's on Val Mollenkamp, and Kelsey Erford got the basket inside. So going to the free throw line will be Erford. And Val Mollenkamp, that is her first personal foul. Coach Brian Patch wants a timeout here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, Jay Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse today. At the free throw line goes Kelsey Erford. This will be her first free throw. 5'7 sophomore. Shooting one free throw after making the basket, and she got it. Hit the front of the rim, bank board, and rolled back down in. So it's now 9-2. OG takes a 7-point lead. Val Mollenkamp will bring it up for the Lady Indians. Having some problems, needs some help. Getting the ball here for Fort Recovery is Brenna Holman, who just came in the game. Also in the game is Paige Fortkamp, and the ball stolen away by OG, and they'll lay it up and in. Ashley Schrader on the steal and lays it in. Another turnover, and that one cost us 2 points. It's 11-2 now. Fort Recovery trailing by 9. Here's Val Mollenkamp on a 3. It's no good. Rebound comes to OG. Getting the board there for the Titans was Casey Ellerbrock. All the way underneath, putting it up and scoring is Ashley Schrader. And now it's 13-2. Down comes Fort Recovery, desperately needing a basket here. Brenna Homan on the left, back on the outside, ball is kicked. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp will take a rest, and Allie Vaughn comes in. Brooke Collig comes back in, and Kiara Wendell will take a rest. Allie Vaughn tosses it in to Brenna Homan. Extremely high-pressure defense here by OG, and they're costing the Lady Indians turnovers. There's a double team, and they stole it away from us again. I don't know how many turnovers. I haven't been keeping track, but it's a bunch. Right side for OG to Aaron Kaufman, the senior. Back out top. Over on the left it goes to Casey Ellerbrock. Ellerbrock will fire a three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to OG. Back outside to Ellerbrock. Ellerbrock drives in, fires it up. No good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Down to Brenna Homan. Homan goes inside to Olivia Patch. Double team. Back outside it goes. And the ball is thrown away. Unforced turnover there by the Lady Indians. Another turnover. 2:09 to go here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll organize and deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if this program is for you. And there's a three-point shot up and good by Aaron Kaufman, the freshman. Aaron Kaufman, the freshman, makes it 16-2, and the Lady Indians are in deep trouble here. Allie Vaughn with the ball back out front on the left to Brooke Collig. Collig dribbling, passing on the right side. Brenna Homan fires it up, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Last touched by Paige Sutter. Paige Sutter of OG. Kiara Wendell will toss it in here for the Lady Indians underneath her own basket. Val Mollenkamp comes back in for Fort Recovery. Pass goes out to Brooke Collig. Right side to Allie Vaughn over here to Kiara Wendell, who's back in. Kiara fires it up, no good. Rebound comes to OG. They lay it up and no good. Rebound Fort Recovery. Getting the board there for Fort Recovery was Paige Fortkamp. And down come the Lady Indians. Right side to Brooke Collig. Inside, Val Mollenkamp lays it in. Boy, we needed that one. Finally a basket after a long dry spell. Makes it 16-4. Fort Recovery's down by 12 points now with 1 minute to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Aaron Kaufman passing over on the right side. It goes to Brianna Schimmiller. Back out to Aaron Kaufman, the senior. Right side, fires up. It's no good by Jim Miller. Rebound comes to Ottawa Glandorf. Over on the right corner, there's Aaron Kaufman, the senior, firing and scoring on a three-pointer. It's now 19-4 as Fort Recovery is getting blitzed here in the early going. Kiara Wendell with the ball. Right side it goes to Paige Fortkamp. Paige will pass to Kiara Wendell back on the left side. Allie Vaughn will drive to the hole and score. Nice drive by Allie Vaughn on the baseline. Her first basket. That cuts the lead to 19-6. There's a ball tipped away by Allie Vaughn out of bounds. It'll be given to Ottawa Glandorf underneath their own basket. Again, this is WPGW. FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. Here's a shot from the left side up and no good at the horn by Aaron Kaufman, the senior, and the quarter comes to a close. And very, very disappointing quarter for Fort Recovery as they trail OG by a score of 19-6. Wow. We'll be back with the second quarter of play in just a moment here on J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolates, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap your perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now, Ottawa Glandorf is showing their power here as they are supposed to be one of the best teams in Ohio in their division, and I believe it. I am a believer. 19-6, they lead Fort Recovery by 13 points. Over on the left to Aaron Kaufman, the senior. She'll drive towards the top of the key. Passing on the wing, it goes to Shim Miller. Back over on the right side to Ashley Schrader. Aaron Kaufman, the senior, to Shim Miller. Shim Miller fires it up from the corner. No good. And a jump ball is going to be called. Val Mollenkamp got the rebound, but quickly tying her up was Kelsey Erford. And the ball does go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your authorized Kloss and forage dealer for this part of the U.S. Kloss products are a quality product, and they have the service you need to keep those products going at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shots up and no good. Rebound by Tori Vaughn's no good. Allie Vaughn, no good. And here we go with a drive for OG at the other end. There's a foul on Fort Recovery. And going to the free throw line for Ottawa Glandorf will be Ashley Schrader, who has 9 points in the game already on three threes in the first quarter of play. She'll have two shots coming here, and the first one's no good off the mark. One more coming for Ashley Schrader, who's a 5'6 senior. Schrader's averaging 8.6 points per game, and she already has more than that in this one. And this free throw is no good. So we get a break on that. Olivia Patch gets the rebound, feeds it over to Kiara Wendell. Kiara comes down, dribbling on the outside, passing over in the corner to Brooke Collig. Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales is also your New Holland tractor dealer, New Holland farm equipment dealer. On an offensive foul in Fort Recovery. It was on Brooke Collig. It's a second foul on Brooke. She will come out of the game, and Brenna Homan will report in for Fort Recovery. Well, the way you have to approach this is just kind of, you know, you got to stay even and then make up a little bit of ground here as you go. We're down by 13 points, 19-6 in the early part of the second quarter. Here's a shot from the left side. No good by OG on a three-point basket there by Kelsey Erford, but OG gets the rebound. Here's Aaron Kaufman, the senior. She'll pass to the top of the key to Kelsey Erford. Erford goes over on the left wing to Shim Miller, and Miller fires and hits. Brianna Shim Miller hits a three-point basket to make it 22-6. The lead is back up to 16 points. Kiara Wendell across the timeline for the Lady Indians. Goes to the hole, passes over on the left corner to Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shots, no good. Rebound comes to Ottawa Glandorf. Shim Miller comes down, travel, and she didn't get called for it. But she misses the shot, and we got the rebound. It's Allie Vaughn with the ball. She comes down on the left side to Brenna Homan, firing and hitting. Give Allie Vaughn the assist. Brenna Homan, the basket. That makes it 22-8. Inside is the freshman, Aaron Kaufman, up no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery to Kiara Wendell. One thing about Ottawa Glandorf, they don't waste any time shooting, so that should allow you to, if they hit a cold streak, that should allow you to make up some ground. Here's Allie Vaughn driving in, layup good. Nobody picked her up. Allie Vaughn gets her second basket today, and it's 22-10, back to a 12-point game. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Underneath shot by Aaron Kaufman, the freshman, no good. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. The freshman's a much taller player at 5'11 compared to the senior Aaron Kaufman, who is 5'6. Allie Vaughn, free throw line, is it tipped away but got it back. Now passes on the left. There's a shot by Kiara Wendell. Good. Kiara Wendell hits the basket, her first shot, and down at the other end, they score right away as they beat us down on the on the fast break. Ashley Schrader gets her 11th point of the game. Makes it 24-12. Kiara Wendell across the timeline. Passes on the right to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling, looking for a teammate. Comes back towards the free throw line. Dumps it over here to Kiara Wendell on the left wing. Back out top between the circles to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the basketball. Goes inside to Brenna Homan. Now back outside. There's a shot by Allie Vaughn. No good on a three. Rebound chased down, and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Allie Vaughn. Looks like she probably fouled Ottawa Glandorf's Kelsey Erford. That's her first personal foul for Allie. So the ball will go back to OG. The Ottawa Glandorf Titans, 3-0 on the year, and a very impressive team so far today, leading Fort Recovery 24-12 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. There's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good off the back of the rim by OG. But Kelsey Erford got her own rebound. Now back out to Aaron Kaufman, the senior. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp of Fort Recovery. Here come the Lady Indians. Down to Brenna Homan. Homan in the corner. Feeds in the middle to Kiara Wendell. Puts the shot up and good. Kiara Wendell with her second basket today. And makes it 24-14. Lady Indians starting to hold their own here now. Now we need to start chipping away and cutting that lead down. There's an outside shot, and it's no good. Rebound comes down. The foul's over the back on OG. Over the back of Brenna Homan was Kelsey Erford, as Casey Ellerbrock missed that three-point shot. And we have a timeout called here for Ottawa Glandorf. 3:22 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. It's OG 24, Fort Recovery 14.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your authorized Kloss and New Holland dealer here in the Fort Recovery area. Don't forget they have the factory-trained technicians to back up your equipment purchases as well at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Action back in. Fort Recovery has the ball, trailing by 10, 24-14. On the left side, there's a shot up by Brenna Homan. No good. Had the open shot, but didn't go. Rebound Paige Fortkamp, and she's going to be tied up. Jump ball goes to OG. Paige Fortkamp and Ashley Schrader were tied up there. So Aaron Kaufman, the freshman, will put the ball in play to Aaron Kaufman, the senior. She comes down across the timeline. Again, they spell their names exactly alike, and they are not related. So that's a sportscaster's nightmare. Here's a drive by Aaron Kaufman, the senior, and it's out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. So OG will have the ball back. Here comes the inbounds pass for the Titans. Goes over on the left side to Aaron Kaufman, the freshman. Back out top to Paige Setter, who's in the game now. Here's Aaron Kaufman, the freshman. Right side it goes. Ball's tipped away, actually thrown away. And now stolen right back by OG. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound back up and good on the missed shot was Paige Setter. Setter on the rebound basket of her own miss. makes it 26-14. Here's Olivia Patch inside, lost the ball, shovels it over here to Allie Vaughn. Allie goes to Brenna Holman, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down, Olivia Patch. She'll pop a shot up on a step back, no good. And a foul's called on Olivia, going over the back of Ottawa Glandorf's Paige Sutter. 2:05 left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter. Big Chore versatility and power, tractor, and the power you need in a tractor from New Holland's T7 series tractors at, again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Hitting an inside basket there for OG was Kelsey Erford, her fifth point of the game. Fort Recovery with the ball. Paige Fortkamp tries to go inside to Olivia Patch and is thrown away. Ottawa Glandorf has the ball back. Down they come very quickly. Cross-court pass, three-point shots up, and good. Casey Ellerbrock. And timeout is called by Brian Patch as the Lady Indians have dropped down to a 17-point deficit all of a sudden. It was 10 a moment ago. Now it's 17. 31-14, Fort Recovery trailing here in the contest. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, Ottawa Glandorf is eating us alive here today, leading by 17, 31-14. Fort Recovery will put the ball in play. Kiera Wendell will come down. Goes off the screen set by Val Mollenkamp. On the left side, back out to Brenna Holman. Top of the key to Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shots off the mark. Goes out of bounds. It'll be given to OG. Ottawa Glandorf's coach is Troy Yant, his seventh year with the Titans. He's 145-22. That's quite a record. Led Ottawa Glandorf to 26 straight home wins so far. 2-0 this year, 11-0 last year, and 13-0 2 years ago. So they're even harder to beat at home, but they are tearing us up here on our home floor this afternoon. OG, another three-point shot from outside is no good by Casey Ellerbrock. Rebound, Ottawa Glandorf. Here's a shot up and good by Aaron Kaufman, the senior, giving her 8 points on the day. And it's 33-14 now. Fort Recovery's down by 19 points. They have scored 9 straight points here after it was 24-14. Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side it goes to Paige Fortkamp. Paige dribbling the basketball, comes back out and threw it away. Ottawa Glandorf will get it right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. 20 seconds remaining here in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Again, see those T7 series tractors from New Holland. Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Back out top it goes to Kelsey Erford. She'll pass over on the right wing. Three-point shot is good. Three-point shot by Brianna Schimmiller right at the end of the second quarter. And Ottawa Glandorf leads the Fort Recovery Indians by a score of 36-14. They outscored us 19-6 in the first quarter. Outscore us 17-8 in the second quarter and lead 36-14. At the half. It's been a rough first half for the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. They are playing a heck of a team here in Ottawa Glandorf. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101. And don't forget, we'll be back tonight to bring you the games between Fort Recovery and Jay County and boys basketball this evening. And that'll be coming up at 6 o'clock this evening with the reserve game, the varsity game to follow, both on our radio station and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be back in a moment with the halftime stats right after we pause for this.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common. They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. There'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions. We'll have complimentary gift wrapping, men's health information, and a 20% off coupon for future cash pay blood draws. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, I see one of Santa's elves over there. I think that might be, could that be Ben Dews? I think it is. One of Santa's elves here entertaining with his kids here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse this afternoon. Part of the Christmas activities. Well, what can I say? 36-14, Fort Recovery trails by 22 here at the half. Again, we trailed 19-6 at the first quarter. Got back to within 24-14, and then the Lady Titans of Ottawa Glandorf scored the last 12 points of the half to make it a 22-point lead, 36-14. Fort Recovery's scoring in the first half. We have 4 points from Kiera Wendell on two twos. 4 points from Allie Vaughn on two twos. 2 points from Brenna Hoban. Two for Olivia Patch and two for Val Mollenkamp. We did not shoot any free throws in the first half. And again, Kiera Wendell and Allie Vaughn have 4 points to lead the way. For Ottawa Glandorf, they had a total of 11 points from Ashley Schrader, including three threes in the first quarter. Had three threes, a two-point basket, and missed both of her free throws for her 11 points. Also, Aaron Kaufman, the senior, has 8 points, two threes, and a two. Kelsey Erford has 5 points on two twos and a free throw, one out of one at the free throw line. Brianna Schimmiller has 6 points on two threes. Casey Ellerbrock has 3 points on a three, and Aaron Kaufman has 3 points on a three, and Paige Sutter has 2 points on a two-point goal. So they had in the first half a total number of threes. They had 3, 5, 7, 8, 9 three-point shots in the first half of play. So that is where their big money is coming from, the three-pointers. They are excellent three-point shooters here so far today. Again, the score at halftime, 36-14, Lady Indians trailing the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. We'll be back to tell you about the reserve game in just a moment, right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolates, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice-cold refreshment, and have RL wrap your perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Jay County, Fort Recovery, rather, coming out on the court now. And Ottawa Glandorf still in the locker room. OG leading Fort Recovery here 36-14 in the reserve game. It was a close game as Fort Recovery trailed 8-7 at the first quarter, but led at halftime 16-15 after three. Ottawa Glandorf led 20-18, and then OG pulled away in the last couple of minutes to win 32-26 over Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery was led by Hope Wendell with 7. Faith Gruby added 6. Whitley Rammel with 5. 3 for Macy Day and 3 for Grace Guggenbiller, and 2 points for Emma Collin. Again, Hope Wendell led the way with 7, and Faith Gruby had 6 points. Once again, Fort Recovery's junior varsity falls to 0-4. The OG junior varsity improves to 4-0. Ottawa Glandorf's varsity is 3-0 coming into today. Fort Recovery at 1-2 coming into the day today. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101 Radio. Right after we pause for this message, we'll have the start of the second half coming right up.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, let's hope the second half goes better. Things were looking a little brighter there towards the end of the second quarter when we cut the lead to 10 at 24-14, but then Ottawa Glandorf scoring the last 12 points of the quarter to expand their lead to 36-14, a 22-point difference. Again, we'll have the Fort Recovery and Jay County boys on the radio tonight from Jay County High School, both the reserve and varsity games for you. here on the radio station and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Reserve game starts at 6 with the varsity game to follow at about 7:30. Fort Recovery taking it on the chin last night. Tough loss to Versailles, 51-45 over at Versailles last evening. Just couldn't quite get over the hump last night after falling behind. Here's a shot inside. It's good by Allie Vaughn. Nice teamwork there by Fort Recovery to get the first basket of the second half. Allie Vaughn now with 6 points. Ottawa Glandorf with the basketball. Back on the outside it goes. Now on the left wing, there is Aaron Kaufman, the senior. No good. Rebound comes down to Aaron Kaufman, the freshman of Ottawa Glandorf. Now they're going to call traveling on Kelsey Erford of OG. They'll give the ball back to the Lady Indians, and Brooke Colleague will toss it in here. Brooke's a junior. We don't have any seniors on this team. 4 juniors. The rest are sophomores. Out front is Val Mollenkamp with it. Val drives to the right side, stops, and it's a blocking foul on Ottawa Glandorf. Going to call that on Ashley Schrader. So tossing it in here will be Kiara Wendell for Fort Recovery. Goes back outside to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling the basketball and 3-point land between the circles. Still dribbling, passing on the left side to Kiara Wendell into Olivia Patch. Goes for the hole. It's no good, but she's fouled. And she'll be at the free throw line for 2 points. Olivia got our first basket of the game and hasn't scored since. We led 2-0, and that's been the only lead of the game for Fort Recovery. And the way this is going, it might be the only lead of the game. Olivia Patch puts the free throw up and good. Tacking on her 3rd point of the game. We will have 1 more. So we have scored the first 4 points of the second half as Olivia Patch hits the 2nd free throw. And that cuts the lead to 36-18. And there's a foul on Allie Vaughn. She couldn't stop in time and fouled Aaron Kaufman, the senior. That's number 2 on Allie Vaughn. She'll not come out of the game. She'll stay in there. Ottawa Glandorf will put the ball in play. Ashley Schrader looking for a teammate. Goes over here to Brianna Schimmiller. There's a 3-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Olivia Patch. Double teamed. Now gets it out to Val Mollenkamp. Now the ball's tipped by Kelsey Erford and stolen. Ottawa Glandorf with the turnover. Shot from outside. No good on a 3-point shot by Brianna Schimmiller. They like to shoot the 3, that's for sure. Right side in the corner, Val Mollenkamp on a 3, and she drains it. Way to go, Val. And now we've scored the first 7 points of the 3rd quarter. That's a great start for us, cutting the lead to 36-21. Foul's called on Val Mollenkamp. They say that she fouled Ashley Schrader. Number 2 on Val. Out of bounds to OG. It'll be Ashley Schrader tossing it in underneath their own hoop. Here comes the inbounds pass. A year ago, OG made it to the Final 4 and got beat in their first game in the semifinals by Columbus Afrocentric. Right side it goes to Ashley Schrader. Back out top. Over on the left, wing shots up, no good. Rebound comes to Brooke Colleague of Fort Recovery as Casey Ellerbrock missed that. Down comes Allie Vaughn. She puts it up, no good. She's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the free throw line with 2 shots. Well, we scored the first 7 of the first part of the 3rd quarter here. We can get 2 more here. That'd be the first 9. That's cutting the lead significantly. Allie Vaughn hits the free throw, giving her 7 points and making it 36-22 now. And all of a sudden here, we've got ourselves a game again after being blown out at the end of the first half. Free throw's good again. Allie Vaughn with 8 points. And it's 36-23. Lead is only 13 now. Down comes Ottawa Glandorf over on the right side to Aaron Kaufman, and stolen away by Brooke Collig, and she is tripped by Kaufman. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Nice steal there by Brooke Collig. So tossing the ball in here will be Brooke Collig. Pass comes into Kiara Wendell. Kiara brings it across the timeline. Guarded very closely by Ashley Schrader. Passing over to Val Mollenkamp on the left wing. Val dribbling the ball. And she's going to throw it away. Here comes OG. Is stealing the ball there was Casey Ellerbrock. In the right corner it goes. Back outside over on the left. Here's a drive by Shim Miller. It's up no good. Rebound. Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn tipped away by Ottawa Glandorf. And they're going to be timeout called by Fort Recovery. I don't know what that was all about. I think the official just made a mistake. That might have saved his possession. Anyway, Fort Recovery has the ball back. That's the good thing. Kiara Wendell with it. Double team now. The double team hurt us in the first half. Out to Allie Vaughn. He'll drive down the lane. Feeds over on the right to Brooke Collig. Collig goes underneath. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Fires it up, and it did not go. Rebound comes to Ottawa Glandorf. Kelsey Erford with the rebound. Back outside. Three-point shot by Casey Ellerbrock, and she scores. Her second three of the day. And that's the first points of the second half for Ottawa Glandorf after we had scored the first nine. Here's a shot by Kiara Wendell. Good by Kiara. Way to go, Kiara. 6 points for Kiara Wendell. That makes it 39-25. 14-point lead again for OG. With the balls, Kelsey Erford. She'll pass over on the left. Shim Miller fires and misses. Rebound. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Going to call Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp with a foul on the rebound. Out of bounds to OG, the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. Comes the inbounds pass, shots up and no good by Aaron Kaufman, the freshman. Rebound, Brooke Collig. Fort Recovery has a chance to cut the lead again. Kiara Wendell on the left. And the ball is almost stolen, but Kiara got it back. And now it is knocked away again. Finally, we have a jump ball call. And it's going to go to Ottawa Glandorf on the alternating possession. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The farmer's friends are at Cooper Farms. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The Cooper Farms scoreboard reads Ottawa Glandorf 39, Fort Recovery 25. OG has the ball. Down they go. It's up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. Making a drive to the hole was Kelsey Erford. They have a lot of speed on this OG team, as well as shooting talent. Kelsey Erford hit her only free throw earlier today. This one's up and good again. And makes it 40-25. Lady Indians trailing by 15. Allie Vaughn will come in, and Brooke Collig will leave. One more coming here for Kelsey Erford. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and got it. Gives her a total of 7 points today. And it's 41-25. Fort Recovery brings it down, trailing by 16 again. Allie Vaughn almost lost the ball. It's tipped away and got it back. Now back across the timeline again. Allie dribbles left, goes back right. Feeding over here to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp goes right side to Kiara Wendell. Kiara goes into Val Mollenkamp. Ball's tipped away and will be given to Fort Recovery. Then we lost the reserve game 32-26. trailing here in the varsity game 41-25 in the third quarter. On the Cooper Farms scoreboard, to sell your grain to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Ottawa Glandorf just knocked the ball out of bounds. The Fort Recovery puts it back in play. Kiera Wendell on the left. Here's Allie Vaughn driving the baseline. No good. Rebound Val Mollenkamp. No good. Rebound comes down to Ottawa Glandorf. Kelsey Erford got the rebound. There's a little walking not called by the official, but Paige Fortkamp got the rebound anyway of a missed shot by OG. And here come the Lady Indians. Kiera Wendell comes down, passing on the right side to Allie Vaughn. Now on the left to Brenna Homan, who's in the game. Lost the ball, picked up by OG. Here come the Titans. 2:26 remaining in the third quarter. Here's a drive inside by Erfer. Passes off to Erin Kaufman, the freshman. No good, but she's fouled by Val Mollenkamp. And that's the third foul on Val. No, her fourth foul. 41-25. Here's the free throw for Erin Kaufman, the freshman, and she got the first one. That's her fourth point today after hitting a three-pointer early in the game. Val Mollenkamp does go out with that four fouls. So does Paige Fortkamp left the game. This one's up and good also by Erin Kaufman, the freshman. Let's see who we have back in there now. Well, we've got Brooke Colley, Kiera Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Olivia Patch, and Brenna Holman in the game. Here's Patch inside, missed the inside shot. Rebound comes to Ottawa Glandorf. Racing down and losing the ball, and it's going to be kicked by Fort Recovery's Brooke Colley. Will be given to Ottawa Glandorf out of bounds. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Don't forget to check out their employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com. That's cooperfarms.com. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's on Allie Vaughn, number three on her. Tossing the ball in here will be Ashley Schrader. Pass comes in, shots up and no good by Paige Sutter. And we have a foul called on Ottawa Glandorf on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Brianna Schimmiller. So bringing the ball up the court will be Kiera Wendell for Fort Recovery in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Kiera goes to the left side, stops, passes off her on the wing to Brenna Homan. Homan back outside. Homan outside to Kiera Wendell. Olivia Patch inside to Allie Vaughn. Puts it up, missed it. Rebound comes down to Ottawa Glandorf. Well, we haven't scored in a while here. 43-25. Lead is back to 18 points. And there's a ball, a pass partially blocked, and now we got a jump ball. Very alertly, Ashley Schrader jumped in there for Ottawa Glandorf and tied up Brenna Homan of Fort Recovery. Alternating possession does go to the Lady Indians, so Fort Recovery will bring it up with 1:23 left to go here. You've tuned in for the IU game today. That's being heard on our AM station at 1440 on your AM dial and 105.3 FM for the IU basketball game today. Shots missed by Fort Recovery. We got the rebound, but now it's knocked away by Ottawa Glandorf. Now a foul is going to be called on the Lady Indians. On Allie Vaughn, that's number four on her. 1:03 left to go in the third quarter. 1-1 will walk to the other end. Paige Fortkamp comes back in, and Allie Vaughn will sit down with the fourth foul. So both Allie Vaughn and Val Mollenkamp have four fouls. At the free throw line is Casey Ellerbrock for Ottawa Glandorf. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp. Brooke Colley on the right side. Down low, Olivia Patch turns, fires, misses, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. I'm going to call that foul on OG's Paige Sutter. Number one on Paige, and Olivia Patch at the free throw line. She's been there before, hitting both of her free throws. Let's see what she does here. First one's up and good. One more coming for Olivia Patch. That makes the lead 43-26 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Lady Indians trailing here by 17. This one's in the air, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Ashley Schrader of Ottawa Glandorf. Now she's double-teamed over there, but gets out of it. Here comes the pass. It's going to be a jump ball called or a foul. Now they're going to call a foul. Oh, one official called a foul. One official called a jump ball. And they're going to say it was a jump ball, and so it goes to Ottawa Glandorf on the alternating possession. 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass for Ottawa Glandorf. Comes to Paige Sutter. Now with the ball is Ashley Schrader. Schrader goes back out to Brianna Schimmiller. Over on the left to Casey Ellerbrock. Just around the perimeter is Ottawa Glandorf with the ball. Over on the right side, inside is thrown away. Bad pass by Jasmine Rich, who's in the game now. Overthrew her teammate underneath, and so that gives the ball back to Fort Recovery. With 17 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Up comes Fort Recovery. We need a basket here. Kiera Wendell, right side to Brenna Holman. Back out, Olivia Patch. Shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Ottawa Glandorf, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. 43-36. I wish it was 43-26. 43-26. A 17-point lead for Ottawa Glandorf, but we cut the lead back. We were trailing by 22 coming into the quarter. So if we can continue to carve away here, you never know. But it's pretty much OG right now. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms. Apparently Paige Hortkamp was shaken up there on the last play of the game. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Lindsey Green's our studio producer back in Portland on the radio. Neil Spencer, the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com this afternoon. And the Lady Indians trail big time here, 43-26 with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company. For the finest in building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Val Mollenkamp back in the game, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes to Ottawa Glandorf. Pass break, shut off by the Indians. Pass over on the right side to the senior Aaron Kaufman. Goes back outside to Ashley Schrader. Schrader tries to pass to the senior Aaron Kaufman. Ball's knocked away but picked up by OG. Right side, Schrader firing a three and got it. Ashley Schrader with her 14th point of the day. 46-26 now. Lead is back to 20 points. Well, we did need that. Brenna Homan will pass into Olivia Patch, knocked away by Ottawa Glandorf. Bringing the ball up the court is Aaron Kaufman, the senior. Here's a pass going inside to Paige Sutter. Back outside it goes. Back over to Kelsey Erford. Erford in the lane, scoops it up and got it. Kelsey Erford. That gives her a total of 9 points on the day. And now the score is 48-26 as Ottawa Glandorf starts to pull away again. Inside to Olivia Patch. She scores and she's fouled. Olivia Patch picking up her 7th point of the game, and she'll be at the free throw line with one shot. called that foul on Aaron Kaufman, the senior. They have two Aaron Kaufmans if you joined us late. One is a freshman, one's a senior, and they spell their names exactly the same. And they're not even related. Here's the shot up by Olivia Patch, and that's good. I don't really recall in my 40-year broadcasting career, almost 50, 47 years now for me, I don't recall ever having a game where two players had the same name in the for the same team until now. It might have happened. I don't remember everything over 47 years, but here's a rebound, and an inside shot is up and good by the freshman, Aaron Kaufman, giving her a total of 7 points this evening. Again, for those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Val Mollenkamp fires away and misses. Rebound comes to the senior, Aaron Kaufman. And a foul is going to be called on Val Mollenkamp. No timeout. Timeout is going to be called by Ottawa Glandorf. One of their players was kind of hemmed in there. So with timeout on the court, we'll be back in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Score is now 50-29. Fort Recovery trailing by 21. Ottawa Glandor puts the ball in play. Kelsey Erford tossing it in. Bringing it down the court is Brianna Schimmiller. Back out top it goes to Erford. Over to Aaron Kaufman, the senior. Back out top to Kelsey Erford. Back to Aaron Kaufman, the senior. Fires it up, no good. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. Val shovels a pass over to Kiera Wendell, and Kiera will bring it down across the timeline. It's been a tough go for Fort Recovery today, and there's a ball stolen by Ottawa Glandorf, and their foul is going to be called on Kiera Wendell. Fort Recovery led 2-0, and that was the last hurrah. We trailed 19-6 at the first quarter and trailed 36-14 at the halftime. Got the lead back to 17 after 3, 43-26, but so far OG has the advantage in this quarter. Free throws up and no good by Kelsey Erford. Fort Recovery comes down with a rebound. Here come the Lady Indians. Kiera Wendell on the left side it goes. Renna Homan inside to Allie Vaughn. Ball's tapped away, picked up by Val Mollenkamp. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes to OG. And there's a, well, it should have been a foul, but they didn't call it. Ottawa Glandorf didn't have the basket underneath, so they bring it back out top. 50-29, 4:44 left to go in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. On the left, there's Kelsey Ellerbrock feeding to Aaron Kaufman, the senior, and she throws it out of bounds. Actually, I think we might have got a little break on that. I thought maybe we might have tipped the ball, but I'm not complaining. Fort Recovery needs some breaks here. Trailing 50-29, we have the basketball. Kiera Wendell with it. Moves to the left side. Now we'll fire cross court over to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball to the free throw line. Hands off to Brooke Collig, and Brooke is fouled. As Brooke was going to the hole, and looks like they're going to call the foul on Casey Ellerbrock. Yes, it is. Number one on Casey Ellerbrock. They have not committed very many fouls. Brooke Collig at the free throw line. First one's up and good. Brooke will have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, though. Dribbles, hooks it up, missed it. Got her own rebound, puts it up, no good, and she'll be at the free throw line as Val Mollenkamp is fouled in the act of shooting. She has 5 points today. This will be her first time at the free throw line. You know, their team of craftsmen and designers are there to help you get your project going. Their draftsmen understand your vision and can make it practical and affordable. When you talk about building your project with the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Val Mollenkamp hits the free throw. And the second one's no good. Rebound comes to the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. 50-31 the score now. Lead is back to 19 points. So far the Indians have won the second half, but boy, did we lose the first half big time. Here's a steal by Brooke Collick. She comes down. Ball stripped out of her hands. Got it back. Feeds to Allie Vaughn. Over to Olivia Patch. Fires it up. Misses. Rebound comes to OG. Bringing it down the court as Brianna Schimmiller puts it up and no good. And she's fouled on the play by Kiera Wendell. Number two on Kiera. So going to the line here for Ottawa Glandorf is Brianna Schimmiller, her first time at the line. She has 6 points on two threes so far today. This free throw is in the air, and it is good. Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter scoreboard reads 51-31. Fort Recovery trailing by 20 with 3:42 to go in the contest. Next one is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Kiera Wendell will bring it across the timeline, dribbles to the right side. Passing now to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling over in the right. There's Brenna Homan firing and hitting. They said it was just a two. Brenna Homan with her fourth point of the day. And that makes it now 51-33, back to an 18-point game with 3:16 remaining. Ottawa Glandorf with the ball. Here's Aaron Kaufman, the freshman. Double-teamed and threw it away. Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Aaron Kaufman, the senior, says, just settle down, girls, settle down. Here comes the inbounds pass for Fort Recovery. Page four camp. Putting it in play to Kiera Wendell. Kiera now across the timeline. Dribbling to the left. Stopping. Backing up. Passing over here to Paige Fortkamp. On the right side, Allie Vaughn in the lane. Now feeds in the wing. There's a three-point shot by Kiera Wendell. No good. Rebound comes down to Ottawa Glandorf. OG with the ball, leading here by 18 points on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. For quality building materials and Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Three-point shot is no good by OG. Ball's tipped out of bounds. They say it went off of Kiera Wendell. Missing the basket there was Brianna Schimmiller. Very fine OG team. It was very successful last year. Again, losing in the final four to Columbus Afrocentric. Inbounds play, and the foul is called on apparently Fort Recovery. Yep, on Brenna Homan. Do you need to enhance the energy efficiency in your home? See the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for Larson Insulating Storm Windows and Larson Storm Doors. Free throws up and good there by Ottawa Glandorf's Kelsey Erford. And the second one is also good. 53-33 now. Point lead for OG. Second half has been even, but the first half was a disaster for Fort Recovery. And there's a turnover by the Lady Indians. That's what got us into trouble in the first half. Just too many turnovers. Over on the left, back on the outside. Right wing it goes. OG's Titans with the ball. 2 minutes remaining here in the game. Dribbling the ball is Kelsey Erford. Over on the left side to Casey Ellerbrock. Around the horn it goes on the right, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery on Allie Vaughn, and that's it for her. She fouls out of the game. With 1:46 to go, Allie Vaughn fouls out. Brooke Collig will come in for Allie. Olivia Patch also comes in for Paige Fortkamp. And at the free throw line will be Kelsey Erford shooting two free throws. She hit two a moment ago, and now she hits the first one there to make it 54-33. Several subs coming in now just to help out the whole team for Ottawa Glandorf is subbed out. They have played extremely well here today. This one's up and good. So Kelsey Erford will go out. She ends up with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 points on the day for Kelsey Erford. Port Recovery with the ball, 1:36 to go. Down big time, 55-33 here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. And an inside pass is tipped out of bounds by Ottawa Glandorf. Kiara Wendell will toss into Val Mollenkamp. Val at the free throw line, pops the shot, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Ottawa Glandorf to Peyton Warnicke. Now traveling's called on Kaufman, the freshman. On Aaron Kaufman, the freshman. She's going to be quite the player. 5'11 and a freshman. Very pretty, talented young lady. You got to think she's going to grow a little bit more. There's a ball knocked out of bounds off of Fort Recovery, so Ottawa Glandorf will have it back here. With a minute 12 left to go, Paige Fortkamp will come in, and Val Mollenkamp will go out probably for the last time. Macy Day comes in for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell comes in for Fort Recovery. So here comes the inbounds pass for the Lady Titans, stolen away by Paige Fortkamp, up and no good, but she is fouled and will go to the line with two shots. Paige has not scored yet today, so this will be her opportunity to get on the board. Where's number 14? She's a 5'8 sophomore for the Lady Indians. Don't forget, we'll have the game tonight. The games tonight, Fort Recovery and Jay County in boys basketball. JV game starts at 6, the varsity game about 7:30. We'll have both those games for you on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on the radio station at 100.9 on the FM dial. Free throws up and no good. So Paige gets one of two to make it 55-34. And here's traveling called on Ottawa Glandorf. 1:03 remaining. Fort Recovery will bring it up. Macy Day with the basketball. Macy's played some nice JV ball this season. Here's a three-point shot by Macy. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound saved by Paige Fortkamp. And the ball's loose again. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Macy Day has it back on the outside. Right side to Macy Day, fires and misses. Rebound, Hope Wendell, good. Hope Wendell scoring her first basket of the game, making it 55-36. And there's a foul on Paige Fortkamp. As fouled in the act of shooting there was Peyton Warnicke. So she'll be at the free throw line to try to collect her first points of the day. Ottawa Glandorf leading 55-36. On the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Free throws up and no good. Don't forget, they have expert designers for your project at Fort Recovery Lumber. Just tell them what you'd like to have built, and they can design that for you and then help you with the building materials to make that project a reality. Second free throw is no good, and it goes out of bounds. Will be given to Ottawa Glandorf. Tossing it in here is Anna Siefker. Cross-court pass goes over on the right, down to 18 seconds. Back out top to Lauren Diller for Ottawa Glandorf. Here is Aaron Kaufman, the freshman. Three-point shot. Nope, they say just two. Aaron Kaufman, the freshman, hits a two to make it 57-36. Full recovery with the ball. Macy Day fires a three-pointer. It's no good, and that's the end of the game. 57-36. Full recovery losing by 21 to the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. Thanks again to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for quality building materials and Anderson Energy Saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with a wrap-up, and possibly Coach Patch will be coming by, so stay tuned for that in just a moment.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolates, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice-cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap your perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, giving you the scoring of the game. Again, Fort Recovery trailed 19-6 at the first quarter and trailed on a barrage by Ottawa Glandorf. OG had 12 straight points at the end of the second quarter to expand their lead from 10 to 22. And that really hurt the Lady Indians, trailing 36-14 at the half. Fort Recovery carved that lead down to 17 after 3, 43-26. And then lost the game by 21, 57-36. Fort Recovery was led in scoring today by Allie Vaughn with 8 points. She had 3 two-point goals and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 6 points for Kiara Wendell on 3 two-point goals. 6 points for Olivia Patch. Actually, I need to correct myself. Olivia had a total of 8 points. Olivia had 2 two-point goals and 4 out of 5 at the free throw line to actually lead Fort Recovery with 8 points, tied with Allie Vaughn. Val Mollenkamp had six on a two-point goal, a three-point goal, and one out of two at the free throw line. Also contributing, 4 points for Brenna Holman on 2 two-point baskets, 2 points for Hope Wendell on a two-point basket, and 1 point apiece for Paige Fortkamp on Brooke and Brooke Collig. Both Paige and Brooke were one out of two at the free throw line. Again, leading the team, Olivia Patch with eight and Allie Vaughn with eight, and then six apiece for Kiara Wendell and for Val Mollenkamp. For Fort Recovery's opponent, Ottawa Glandorf, the Lady Titans, boy, did they ever put on a show today, as they were led in scoring by Ashley Schrader with 14 points. She had 4 three-point goals, a two-point goal, and was 0 for 2 at the line for her 14 points. Kelsey Erford had 13 points. She had a total of 3 two-point goals, and the rest were free throws, 7 out of 8 at the free throw line. Also scoring was Aaron Kaufman with 8 points, 2 threes and a two. 7 points for Brianna Schimmiller. 6 points for Casey Ellerbrock. 9 points for Aaron Kaufman. Aaron had a three, 2 two-point goals, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. And chipping in with two was Paige Sutter. And that was the scoring for Ottawa Glandorf. Again, they were led by Ashley Schrader with 14. Kelsey Erford with 13 points, and Aaron Kaufman with 9. Joining us now is Fort Recovery girls basketball coach Brian Patch. You played a heck of a team today, and they jumped out on us from the get-go.
Yeah, we knew coming in this is the team that, you know, we saw was the team we knew we were going to be facing, and you know, but that's what I wanted. You know, I wanted our kids to be able to see teams like this, and you know, as I told them in there at the end of the game, for us to have a chance to go someplace in tournament, we're going to have to beat teams like this, and with Minster and New Bremen and, you know, St. Henry and people like that. And so for us, it was, hey, let's go play in regular season teams that are that kind of quality and caliber. And so we went and picked them up. And, you know, as I told Troy before the game, you know, you guys are fun to watch, but not too fun to scout, knowing that we're going to have to play you. But they're really fun to watch, and that's kind of how we want to play. We want to play that style and that way. And I thought our kids did a great job of battling in the second half. I thought the first half we played a little timid and scared, kind of on our heels a little bit. But I thought in the second half our kids came out and gave a great effort, left it all out on the floor, did a lot of positive things, and very happy with our effort in the second half. And we put them on their heels a little bit. And so, you know, we'll take away a lot of positives from this and just continue to get better. So.
Yeah, one of the things that helped us dig a hole there in that first half, unfortunately, was the turnovers. I don't know how many we had, but we had a bunch there in the first quarter.
Well, playing against them, we would all have a lot of turnovers. I mean, they just come at you in waves, and they come everywhere.
They are very aggressive.
Yeah, they're very aggressive, and they just scramble. I mean, they're all over you, and they just play. And that's kind of what we did back to them a little bit in the second half. And, you know, we got them to turn it over as well. And, you know, I thought Kiera, for not really practicing for the last 3 weeks, has done a good job this week of taking care of the ball for us. I thought she did a great job today. You know, seeing that pressure, relentless pressure, nonstop, I thought she handled it, made some pretty good decisions. You know, some of our turnovers were in half-court situations. But you know, we'll learn from that. We'll continue to get better. And, you know, we just played two of the best teams in Division III. And so, you know, it'll only make us stronger. So,
yeah, what a week. Versailles and Otto Glandorf back-to-back. That is a very difficult week indeed. And, again, the girls played, had some very good spots there. Like you say, in that second half, we cut the lead from the halftime lead of 22. And really, it wouldn't have been that 22. They scored the last 12 of the first half of play.
Well, you know, we watched them on film, and we actually, Troy and I, did some video exchange with each other, so we didn't have to worry about scouting and traveling as far. And so, you know, watching them on film, they averaged 2 threes about a make a game. And I think today they had like 10 or 11. You know, so if they hit their normal, you know, 2 threes that they normally get, you know, this is a completely different ball game. But, you know, that's what we told the kids is, that's what good teams do. And, you know, they do things a little extra when they have to. And, you know, when they play good teams and they make plays. And, you know, unfortunately for us, they stepped up and hit some of those. But otherwise, you know, I thought if we could, you know, that was the shot we were giving up just because watching them play, they attacked the basket so hard. So that was the shot we were going to give up just because they hadn't made too many threes in the games we watched. So, you know, unfortunately for us today, they made quite a bit. And you know, he even said afterwards, we normally don't shoot this well. And so, you know, I think, like I said, we were right there with them. So,
yeah, they had 11 threes, and most of those were in the first half.
Yeah, I think they had 7 or 8 at half. So, but, you know, they hit a couple big threes. The other thing is anytime we made a mistake, they capitalize on it. And that's what good teams do. You know, if we didn't box out, the one person that didn't box out, their man got the ball on offensive rebound. You know, if we didn't step to a pass with all their scrambling, you know, they got the steal. I mean, just anything we didn't do correctly, they capitalized and took advantage of it. And, you know, and that's what good teams do. Like I say, give them a lot of credit. You know, it was, like I told our kids, this is how we want to play. We want to be able to play like that. And we'll just continue to work, and we'll get there, hopefully. So
what's up for you this coming week now? Hopefully a bit easier. I won't say easier. Hopefully a little bit less challenging than this week.
Well, this week we only got one game. It is a conference game on Thursday with Parkway coming in here, and we only got one game. So, but, you know, like I told the kids, just because we're not playing OG and Marcellus every game doesn't mean we can't slack in our effort. We got to continue to come out here. This is why we played them, so we get better. So we got to make sure we come out here and don't run through the motions, and we continue to play and get better in the process. Just use every opportunity that we have as an opportunity to improve. So don't waste an opportunity. And so knowing the group of kids that we have, I think that will definitely happen for us. I think we'll definitely improve and take advantage of that opportunity. So.
Real quickly, your reaction to the Thursday night scores besides our game, New Bremen beating Coldwater.
You know, right now it's early. And the other thing is besides really in our conference, besides Versailles, Minster, and really St. Henry, everyone else is really young. A lot of people are playing young kids that are inexperienced. And so early on, you know, there's going to be a lot of growing pains with people. And as the season progresses, hopefully, you know, we get some of those things worked out. You know, that one, I guess, you know, that's kind of a coin flip. Bremen plays really hard and really well. And, you know, Coldwater's pretty good with the Gillen girl. But it just, you know, right now, I guess really nothing shocks me. So,
and Knoxville put it to Marion Local pretty good.
Yeah, you know, Knoxville's pretty good. They got some young kids, too, and they have some veterans. They have a couple seniors that have played that are pretty good. They got a Drosa girl inside that we know real well. She's good friends with my daughter, and so we know them pretty well. And they're good. They have some young kids in there that they won the MAC last year as eighth graders, and so they have some freshmen that are getting a lot of minutes for them, throwing in there with some veteran kids. And so I don't know if they've lost the game. If they have, it's only been one. But it's just going to be competitive. You know, every Thursday, you know, Rob, as you know, any contest you play in the MAC on a Thursday, Friday, or whatever it is going to be competitive. So,
well, thanks for stopping by, Brian, and again, we wish you good luck against Parkway next Thursday.
I appreciate it, and good luck to our boys Indians team tonight as they travel over there to Jay County.
Good old Jay County. That'll be an interesting contest tonight. So
should be a fun one. Thanks.
Yep, absolutely. Brian Patch, our guest, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians falling to Ottawa Glandorf today by a very impressive score for OG, 57-36 over Fort Recovery. Thanks to our sponsors, especially our quarter sponsors, our first quarter sponsor tonight, Cal Pharmacy, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter sponsor, and Cooper Farms, our third quarter sponsor. Again, thanks to all those fine folks. Thanks to our studio producers, Lindsey Green at the radio station and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, don't forget to tune in just a few hours. We'll have the 6 o'clock start of the Fort Recovery Jay County Boys Junior Varsity game coming up, followed by the varsity game at 7:30 this evening on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on the radio station. Again, the final score, Fort Recovery loses to Ottawa Glandorf. Final score of 57-36 here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on this Saturday. I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good afternoon.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.